in the name of Jesus, let nobody go back the same way they came. Lord, we ask, oh God, for the release of the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We worship and adore you. Blessed be your name forever for answers to prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our prayer are answered. Put your hands together for Jesus. Give Jesus a shout of praise. Hallelujah. We are sure you came with your testimony. The minister is waiting to take your name under the gallery so that you can share your testimony. God bless us to do that. With Jesus' joy, put your hands together as we welcome the praise team.
Somebody celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Give him a shout of praise.
Kabiyosi Baba Ireni Onise Yanu Dansa Kire, we praise you God. You are worthy to Kabiyosi Kabiyosi Your Majesty God Ireni Onise, we praise you God. You are worthy to Kabiyosi, Kabiyosi, Your Majesty God, we praise you God, we praise you God, we praise you God, Kabiyosi, Baba, Ireni Onise Yanu, Dansa Kire, we praise you God, you are worthy to. Kabiyosi, we bid you praise, Your Majesty God. We celebrate you, God. We praise you, God. Hey. Oba, 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 titi aye. Somebody dance for Jesus. He's worthy of our praise. Oba, 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 titi aye. Aribiti aribirabata, hey! Oba 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 titi aye. Jehovah will give you all the glory. Amen. Here 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 here. Hey! Jehovah will give you all praise, God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Jehovah will give you all glory, God. He's worthy of our praise. Jehovah will give you all glory. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Jehovah will give you all glory. Jesus, we celebrate you, God. Hey, Jehovah will give you all praise. Hey, Jehovah will give you all glory, God. Hey, joy overflow, God. In my heart, somebody celebrate Jesus. Joy overflow. are good and your mercy is forever. Jesus, we celebrate you, God. You are good and your mercy is forever. You are good and your mercy is forever. Father, we give you praise. Hey, you are good and your mercy is forever. Jehovah. Somebody that's for Jesus. I love what I be around, say 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 be around. Somebody celebrate Jesus. Hey, we go to hell, hell your name, say day by day, all the way. Yeah, we go to hell, we go to hell. Somebody help Jesus. Somebody help Jesus.
Jehovah, you are worthy. Worthy, 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 worthy.
Celebration. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Let us look at Psalms 136 and verses 1 to 4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Somebody say amen. Amen. Lift up your hands as you appreciate the Lord. Say, Father, we thank you for the manifestation of your presence in the midst of your people. Thank you, Lord, for the diverse testimonies, for the diverse miracles, signs and wonders we saw today. To you be all the glory, in the name of Jesus. Open with a prayer. Father, we thank you for the manifestation of your presence in the midst of your people today. Thank you for diverse miracles and signs and wonders that we saw today. To you be all the glory. Lande wo sheke levadosh Laga yaka labagane Riketo Sakata Bagadash,
Barite seco toca la vara. La nevos. Like to saca la vara. La gabaga liga la vara. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your presence in our midst today. Thank you for the miracles, signs and wonders that we saw today. Lande vos, la gente canagara, shaya ya ya canagara, liketa shakanda barush, runde no adas, la gente skandan, shaya ya canagara, la canagara banagara. In the name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 19, chapter 9 and verse 13. The Bible says, for if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Lift up your hands as we pray. Say, Father, we gain access into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of access in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, we thank you as we gain access into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the privilege of access. Laga na ba na ga ya ga na ga dish. Like ta ga na ba na ba do. La ya 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 ya. Lange na bo. Like to sakata. Barika to. Ila ba na ga do. Ya 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 ya. Laga na ba na ga dish. Ika to sadash. Father, we gain access into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the privilege of access. Kalika to sakare, laga na bagani garo, sunde na gana gara, raya ya 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 ya, laga ba na gani garo, jale bolo gana gana gara. We get access into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. We're going to lift our voices and appreciate God for the power of the Spirit and connect with grace to pray fervently. Lift up your hands to heaven and say, Father, I appreciate you for the power of the Spirit. Today, I receive the grace to pray fervently, to pray fervently and acceptably in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you for the power of the Spirit. We receive grace to pray fervently, to pray acceptably, to pray acceptably. In the name of Jesus Christ, Jeremiah 51:25. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, saith the Lord, which destroyeth all the earth, and I will stretch out my hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and I will make thee a burnt mountain,
Every mountain of delay is giving way right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Say, Father,
Father,
I ask that every altar
of delay,
and stagnation,
working
against my life,
and destiny
be set on fire
by the power
of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray. Every altar of delay and stagnation working against my life, be set on fire, be roasted by fire.
When I think of where you brought me from, and I think where you have brought me to, when I see where you are taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord, enough. When I think of where you brought me from, where I see where you brought me to, when I think of where you're taking me, I cannot thank you, Lord.
Lift your voice and say, thank you, Lord.
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 Thank you, Lord, for your love.
Protect me from the valley low. You have been through many waters. I cannot thank you, Lord.
Is there any weakness here?
You took me over the mountaintop. You lifted me from the valley low. You have been through many waters. I cannot thank you, Lord.
Then lift your voice and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
your hands and thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Shake the hands of three people and tell them, welcome to the presence of the Lord. Tell three people there shall be no more delays. No more delays in your life. Give the Lord a clap and take your seat. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 6.
The Lord our God spake unto us in Horeb, saying, you have dwelt long enough in this mound. Turn you and take your journey. The Lord bless his word. Tonight I speak on the subject, therapy for delay and stagnation. Therapy means treatment for delay and stroke stagnation. What is the therapy for delay and stagnation? That's all right. What do I do if my life is experiencing delay and I'm experiencing stagnation? Number one is decision. He said, decide to move forward. Turn. Change your mind. Decision. Whatever you watch never changes. God's servant Bishop Oyedepo said, what you don't want, you don't watch. If you don't want it, don't watch it. So there must be the decision. The decision that says, I refuse to remain where I have been. Number two, action. You make moves. You take steps. What sort of moves? Moves away from where you don't want. What sort of move? Moves in the direction of what you want. There is the decision and there is the action. Next question is, how do I know what action to take? That takes us to point number three, direction. Divine direction. God showing you steps to take, moves to make. In Deuteronomy 1, 6 and 7, we saw the place of decision and action. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 4, we see the place of direction. God, Abraham had been in stagnation and delay, and God came to him and said, move. So Lord, what move should I make? What step should I take? Direction. And one of the aims of fasting and prayer is direction. In Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 8, it says, after we have fasted according to what God wants, then shall thy light break forth. Verse 6 told us about the fast that God wants, and then verse 8 told us about light breaking forth. You see, so for us to arrest delay and stagnation, first, there must be the decision. I refuse to remain where I have been. There must be the action, and the action comes by direction. Direction comes from God, and direction can also come in the course of fasting and praying, according to what we read in Isaiah 58, verse 6 and 8. Then revelation. That's number four. Number one is decision. Number two is action. Number three is direction. That is trusting God to show you something, to give you something, to show you something that will make you to move forward. Number four is revelation. Galatians chapter 2 verse 2, the Bible said, and I went up by revelation. I shifted levels by revelation. I moved forward by revelation. In Matthew chapter 16, 17 and 18, we saw how Peter got a revelation of who Jesus was. And then that shifted his level. Somebody is asking me, what is the difference between direction and revelation? Direction is when God tells you the steps to take. Revelation is when the scriptures open up to you. Revelation of the word or revelation of the spirit, the scripture can open up to you. All of a sudden, you are studying the Bible, and then all of a sudden, you got some certain unusual light insight from scripture, what we call rhema, revelation. And that is able to fuel acceleration and terminate stagnation. Is God speaking to somebody here? So there must be first and foremost the decision. Life cannot continue like this. Then the action. What action should I take? What action? And that action comes by direction. And then the action also comes by revelation. Scriptural revelation. And this scriptural revelation is able to sponsor a change of level. Before these 7 days are over, God will open your eyes, open your ears, open your spirit. You will hear, you will see, you will receive something that will cause a change in your level. You believe that? Say a loud amen. You believe that? Say a loud amen. You believe that? Say the loudest amen. Take your seat. And what number are we? What number have we? Okay, that number 4 was revelation. Number 5 is the unction. The unction, what we call the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The unction is a secret of moving forward. In the book of Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went. The anointing, we looked at that in the morning, so I won't belabor that anymore. We looked at that in the morning, where the anointing of God comes upon the life of a person, and that anointing shifts you forward. The anointing is also called the hand of the Lord. It was that hand that came upon Elijah. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 46, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran. When God's hand is on you, you have no option but to run. And he gathered up his loins and ran. I see God's hand coming upon somebody in this fast. Also, one of the things that the fasting and prayer does is to release the hand of God upon us. And you shall run in the name of Jesus Christ. Number 6 is impartation. Where a mantle, a heavy mantle, comes upon you. Impartation. Where someone who... Okay, let me say that impartation is like a bulldozer pushing a beetle. Do you understand? It's like a bulldozer that decides to push a beetle. And the beetle may have brake and may try to match brake. But the brake will fail because of the force higher than it. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19, we saw how the mantle of Elijah landed on Elisha. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plying with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Somebody say impartation. And then verse 20, he said, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah. When mantle comes upon you, you run. You are not permitted to walk, you run. And he ran. Something came on him, he ran. He was at the same spot all these years, but something came on him, he ran. In the course of this fast, something that will make you run will come upon you. Say a louder amen. Say the loud most amen. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to run. That was number 6. And number 7 is supplication. That is a place of prayer. Lord, I refuse to remain at this level. Jabez, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10, he was at the same spot for a long time. They called him Jabez because his mother born him, gave birth to him in sorrow. And he cried unto God, change my level, enlarge my course. I can't die in this smallness. Let your hand be with me. Deliver me from evil. And the Bible says, and God granted his request. The request was so granted that Jabez, the non-entity, became Jabez, the celebrity. In 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, we noticed that the name of a whole city was named after Jabez. And the families of the scribes, they dwelt at Jabez. So Jabez was no longer a person. He became a city after he prayed and God answered him. Somebody here, your capacity shall enlarge. If you are the one, say a louder amen. If you are the one, jump on your feet with a louder amen. Say, I have the decision to change levels. I refuse to remain where I am. And I am going to take the steps. Whatever action is needed, I will take it. And I connect with divine direction. Lord, in the day, in the night, open my eyes, open my ears to hear what you are saying. And I step into revelation. Open the scriptures for me to see what to do to move to the next level. And I connect with the unction, the anointing of the Holy Ghost in this house. I connect with it to move forward. And I receive the mantle. I connect the mantle of my spiritual father. I connect that mantle to move forward. And as I pray now, things must change. While the prayer is going to be on, there are testimonies coming and flowing like water. If yours has already come, please, our minister will be waiting for you. Okay, at the protocol gate over here, right on this left-hand side. Just meet him quickly. Your testifying is part of your prayer. How many of you know that worship and praise, they are part of prayer as well? So don't say you are missing the prayer. Meet him, let the testimony be shared, and then we'll call you out to share it. Something happened from the morning service. Something happened from the healing service, from yesterday night, and we whatever time, just meet him there. God bless you. Lift up your two hands and appreciate God for what is about to happen to you. Go ahead. Go ahead, speak to God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We bless your precious holy name. We worship your majesty. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What a mighty God. Even the word alone that we've heard this evening is enough guarantee for us stepping into that which God intends for us. We're going ahead to pray, and we're looking at some 1 Kings chapter 18, where that you already read 1 Kings 18, and we're looking at verse 46. 1 Kings 18. Let's read it together. And the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Somebody is going to outrun those that went before you after today. Somebody is going to outrun those that have been considered as champions and kings in your profession before you, in the name of Jesus. We're going to lift up our voice and pray and ask. Lift up your voice. Say this after me. Father.
Father.
I ask that your hand.
That your hand.
Will come upon me.
Will come upon me.
In this season.
In this season.
Heavily.
Heavily.
And for progress. And for acceleration. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let your hand come upon me in this season for progress, for acceleration, for progress, for acceleration. Ikata yaga yaga. Ebrona zakalia na galosh. Ekata zakalala. Lekata zakalala. Ebrona na yaga yaga yaga. Ekrona na 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 na. Ekrona na 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 na. Psalm 43 and verse 3, it says, oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into the holy hill and to thy tabernacles. We're going to lift up our voice and ask God for direction. We have seen that one of the major keys is divine direction. Lift up your voice and say after me, Father, today I ask that the light of direction will come upon my life in the name of Jesus. I ask that the light of guidance would move my life to the next level in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Let the light of direction move my life to the next level. Let your light of direction move my life to the next level in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 27. Let's read it together. And I want you to mean it as you read. Let's go. One, two, go. None shall be weary nor stumble amongst us. None shall slumber nor sleep. Neither shall the girdle of their loins be loosed, nor the latchet of their shoes be broken. Somebody say amen. After today, everything that has made you weak, that had made you slack, that has made you slumber, is coming to an end in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say after me, Father, I ask that every spell of stagnation, of inaction, of slumbering on my life be broken so that I can move forward. So that I can move forward.
So that I can move forward.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your voice and pray. Let the spirit of slumber and inaction, let it be broken from off my life today. So that I can move forward. So that I can move to where God intends me to move to. In Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 5. I beg your pardon. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18. Proverbs 4, 18. It says, but the path of the just. Let's read it and apply to ourselves. You call your name in the place of just. Let's go. One, two, go. But the path of Becky and Enche is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Somebody say amen. We're going to lift up our voice and pray, asking God for the mantle of massive speed. We're going to ask that he will give us acceleration. Lift up your voice and say this after me. Father,
Father,
I ask for the mantle, of massive speed, and acceleration, to be released, upon dunamis,
upon my life. And upon my life
in this season.
In this season.
Lift up your voice and let us pray. Let's go.
Lift up your two hands. And say after me, say, Father.
Father.
The direction needed.
The
revelation needed.
The revelation needed.
The impartation needed.
The impartation
the unction needed.
The unction needed.
For my next level.
For my next
to level. Break the spell.
To break the spell.
Of delay.
Of delay.
And stagnation.
And stagnation.
In my life.
In my life.
I receive.
I receive.
Now. In the name of Jesus, pray. I receive it. I receive it. Jesus' precious name. It is answered in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 1 to 2. It said the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. If the glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the glory of your life shall be given. And the glory of Nigeria shall be given. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask that you move Nigeria to the next level, assigned and allocated to her in your plan. Father, deliver us from every form of reproach, every form of shame and disgrace as a nation. We receive your deliverance now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Deliver us, Lord, from every form of reproach, every form of shame, every form of disgrace. Deliver us. Let us say, Kepekelada, as a nation, we receive deliverance from every form of reproach, every form of shame, every form of disgrace. We defeat deliverance. We receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let us see, Kepekelada, Baragadaena, in the name of Jesus. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Take the next 7 minutes and pray passionately. I reject stagnation. I reject delay. I am trusting you, Lord, for this, for that, for that. Take position.
Thank you. name
of Jesus. Lift up your two hands and appreciate him. Worship him. Appreciate him for answer to prayer.
Every day.
Sing it one more time. I'm amazed.
I'm amazed by your love. Lord, you've been so good to me. There is no way I can recount it all. And thank him for his love. His love is the reason why we are even here where we are now. Blessed be your name.
I'm overwhelmed by your love. Thank you, Lord, for all you have done for me. Every day. Oh, you are the reason why I live.
If you need to make your way right to Jesus, before we take the communion, pick your Bibles and your bags and quickly step forward. You want to make your way right to Jesus from the galleries, main sanctuary, the overflows. Rush forward.
There is no hope. And then you are the reason.
You're the reason. I live. I live
for you.
I have made the decision to stand on the path.
Oh.
There is no
you're my heart's desire.
You're my heart's desire. And you're my heart's defense. And you are my refuge.
need to make your way right to Jesus. Wherever you are, be on your way coming. Be on your way coming. Come and let the yoke of sin be broken and hand over your life to Jesus.
There were many, many times.
There were many, many times.
When I just felt all alone.
When I just felt all alone.
The journey appeared lonely.
The journey appeared lonely.
And there was no friend in view.
And there was no friend in view.
Oh,
you were always there for me.
Even when I didn't know.
Even when I didn't know. You are my faithful
Savior.
I serve you till the
end. Take it one more time. There were many times.
There were many, many times. When I just felt alone. The journey appeared lonely.
And there was no friend in view.
You were always there for me. You are my faithful Savior.
I'll serve you.
I'll serve you till the end.
Take it one more time.
There were many, many times.
When I just felt all alone.
When I just felt all alone.
The journey appeared lonely.
The journey appeared lonely.
And there was no friend in me.
Even when I didn't know, you are my faithful Savior. I serve you till the end.
Yeah, my heart is all your Lord.
Oh, my heart is all. And you're my heart in place. You are my refuge. In you I stand secure.
Lift your hands on your knees. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I ask for mercy, forgiveness. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Help me to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life and the grace to live for God be released upon you in Jesus' precious name. I speak into the communion tonight. The Bible says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Every spirit of delay, every spirit of stagnation, today, by the reason of the blood of Jesus, that delay is broken in Jesus' name. Receive direction, alacrity, energy, revelative insight. mantle of God upon this communion commission be communicated through this communion. You will never be stranded. I call it done. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. He owns the universe. Take your seat. Go ahead and take the communion. After the communion, we have testimonies to take. After that, a brief minute of few minutes of celebration, and then we'll prophesy upon your expectation. It all belongs to you.
It all belongs to you. There's nothing you don't have. There's nothing you can ignore.
Take it fast, please.
The hope of all the living. The source of everything.
You own the universe.
You own the universe.
Oh.
You own the sea. The end and all its fullness, it all belongs to you. There's nothing you don't have. There's nothing you can ignore. The hope of all the living, the source of everything.
You are, you are, you are, you are.
You are, you are, you are.
You are,
you are. You are the Lord.
La Shiga, la Madaga, la
Gaya. The lily of the valley.
The bright and morning star.
The bright and morning star.
You are, you are, you are.
La Shiga, la Gaya. You are. You are the root of David. The great I am.
Sing it one more time. You are, you are, you are, you
are. You are, you are, you are. You are the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are, you are, you are. You are the rose of David.
Verse 3. Verse 3. The omnipotent God.
The omnipotent God.
The Alabada, you know.
The one whose throne is fire.
Yes.
You feed the little sparrow.
You made a mighty hill.
You made the mighty hill.
In you we live and move.
In you we live.
In you we have our being, Lord.
In you we have our being, Lord.
Oh,
our eyes are open, you.
Our days are in your hands.
Our days are in your.
Is that correct? The omnipotent God.
The omnipotent God.
The one whose cloud is fire.
The one whose cloud is fire.
Yes.
You feed the little sparrow.
You made a mighty hill.
You made the mighty hill.
Oh.
In you we live and move.
Oh, oh.
In you we have a big Lord. Our eyes are open, you Lord. the rocks of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. You are, you are, you are. You are the roof of David, the great I am that I am, the all-sufficient God.
Wave your hands and give him the praise. Lift your hands and give him the praise. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. There is nothing he doesn't have. There is nothing he cannot give. In the course of this fast, whatever you are asking for, he shall give it to you. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let's let the following come forward very quickly for their testimony. Sister Amaka Ene Chichi Samson. Daniel. Brother Daniel Ukaha. Emmanuel Ibrahim. Emmanuel Ibrahim. While you're on the way, I would like to take this on behalf of my brother. He told me he wouldn't like to come out for certain reasons. He said to me that his company has had a delayed payment from a particular company. But today, after declarations, he got a text message from the accountant of the company, who is from the other religion. He's meant to be on break, and said, I am in the office processing your payment right now so that you can cash up, you can enter your account immediately. And he said to him, but you are meant to be on holiday. He said, no, I need to do this so that you can get it very quickly. And he said, there are other purchase orders coming from different parts of the world, including other countries, all in six zeros. And he's here to give God a praise.
Someone of the other religion is meant to be celebrating their celebration at a time like this. And he went to the office because he's under pressure. Anybody who needs to pay you, anybody who is sitting on anything that is yours, they come under pressure. They lose their sleep and peace and rest until what is yours is released. I call it done in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Sister Amaka worshipped with us for the first time on the 21st of June. And before she came, she had lived for several years of her life, as long as she could remember, with a fibroid pain that left her with a pain in the abdomen, a waist, the waist region, the legs. She hardly walked, according to her. But that day she came here, God's word located her. Her case was mentioned that fibroids are melting away. From that day till eternity, the fibroid took off to hell. She's free of the pain, and she's here to give God the praise. Celebrate the King of Kings.
Give the Lord the praise.
Now she's healed totally, and she's here to give God praise. Congratulations.
Give the Lord the praise. Congratulations.
Amen.
It is permanent.
Sister, yes, go.
God, let her come. Let her come. She is hesitating. She wants to be prayed for. Stand here. Lift your hands. Where did you come from? You are from Enugu State. You attended this church for the first time. 21st of June. Lift your hands. Everyone here today with any arrow from hell looking for you, as it is going out of her, it goes out of you. Arrow attacking your business, attacking your marriage, attacking your family. Out of that body in the name of Jesus. Out of every life here in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Hallelujah. Our sister Chichi Samson, during the last November convention, she was in the service, and while prayers were going on, the God servant said, write your expectation on your expectation slip, what you want God to do for you. And one of the burdens on her heart was her brother has been building a house in the village and the house refused to grow. And she wrote that while she was trusting God for that, she saw in a revelation that she was in her father's compound and saw a rat appeared. Killed the rat, anointed the rat, and then roasted the rat. And she said after that, she had to travel home. And on her way home, she had all manner of problems on the way, turbulence in the flight she boarded. And then she was singing in the flight while everybody was agitating. But after a while, the turbulence stopped. And when they got down, they arrived. Everybody asked, where do you worship? Dunamis. And they said, no wonder. No wonder. The turbulence was arrested. She got home to her father's house. And what she saw in the dream, in the physical, she saw dead rats everywhere in the room of her father. And she harvested those dead rats, anointed them according to what she saw in the dream. After that day, the house began to grow. And today, they called her, the house is at the completion stage.
Every rat and every rabbit and every roach and every alligator and wall gecko and every agent of the devil coming in the physical and in the realm of the spirit, they will not allow you to rest tonight. They are roasted by fire. Roasted by fire. Roasted by fire. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat.
Hallelujah. This is Brother Daniel Ukaha. Brother Daniel said all his life he has never received gift from anybody. But after the brutal declarations this morning, he got gift for the first time. Financial gift. Secondly, he also got a call and job. A job was given to him. Mobilization for the contract was released immediately. And he's here to give God the praise. Congratulations. Your gift.
Congratulations. Your gift shall continue.
Hallelujah.
Our mother in the Lord, please help me give him a shout. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. A big clap of hand. That shirt will be a mantle. And it shall attract other shirts. After service, you meet mother in the Lord. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Everyone here who has never experienced any favor in your life, from today, the same way this favor starts, yours is started already. Shout the loudest. Amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
This is Brother Emmanuel Ibrahim. Anybody remember him?
Brother Emmanuel was here this morning at the healing and deliverance service. And the spirit of insanity was sent.
Generational out. Insanity.
Insanity.
His senior brother is mad currently, and he was brought in here insane.
And the insanity took off. He said to me, alongside with the insanity, he had pain all over his body. Everywhere in his body was paining him. But after the insanity checked out, the pains also followed the insanity to hell. And he's here today. He said, I can now dance. I am strong right now. All the joints paining him before.
He's of age. Let him talk to by himself. Where, what was paining you before?
All my joints.
Everywhere.
Anywhere the devil is, evil is found. It can't be there. See, there was one mad woman in our town in those days. Everywhere you go, say, everywhere is scratching me. Everywhere is paining. So they call her, everywhere is scratching me. You know? Everywhere is scratching me. Everywhere. That is the devil. You know the character of a person by the activities they carry out. He's a wicked devil, so he carries out wickedness. So, beyond the insanity, everywhere pain. And what happened to them now? You're okay. What of your sister that brought you today? Sister, come. Say, Jesus, we're going to sing, "You who ride the heavens on the wings of the wind." Make sure you drum it very well. Sister, who brought? Well done. You tried. The Lord bless you. See her hand. In the course of trying to hold the brother and prevent his aggressivity and manifestations of insanity, this was what she got out of it. But she did not relent. She still did her best to come with him here today. And here he is standing like a gentleman. Where are you people staying? Masaka, you from Masaka you came. You will come tomorrow. Okay, he said, yes, all the few sleep here, sir. Okay. He will work it out for you. And whatever. Because by this time tomorrow, I want him to wear a coat. I want you to dress like me. Tomorrow, like this. Don't worry, we'll give you what you wear. To wear a coat and necktie.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is God totally transforming, transmogrifying, metamorphosis. That's your total change of your life. Do you understand me? Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For setting me free from the demon of insanity. I am a gentleman, not a madman. I thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Hey!
Carry on expectation and wave it to God.
Hey!
Be at the Lord's garden. Then I said, no, that is shadow compared to how it will be up there. Don't miss it. Lift up your expectations. I think you just do and let us dance it home. And just let's dance it home. On your way home, just be hey. And people are wondering, what is wrong with this mindset? You don't know. I announce today, God has given us a witness on this card by a testimony that is already at the back. I prophesy, the next time your testimony shall be at the back like this. In the name of Jesus, whatever be your expectation, I decree the deployment of the angels that minister with me on this altar. Supply angels, deliverance angels, angels that carry healing power, revelation angels, direction angels, whatever department, warrior angels, fighter angels, I ask Father for their release now. And I decree the release of angelic activity. Within the next 24 hours, you will see angels at work in your life, in your family, in your marriage, like never before. In Jesus' name. Tomorrow is the third day. In the third day, he will raise us up. 5:50 a.m. Tomorrow is public holiday. Just 10 minutes to 6. Ensure you are here. It's going to be blastful, explosive. And then, of course, tomorrow evening, the two communion services. There will be a resurrection, a quickening up in Jesus' name. One more time, I speak upon. And if that's the first time I hear, why, Lord? Thank you. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon you. No man holding what is yours will forget you. As you have remembered to release to God what belongs to him, men must remember you and release what belongs to you. Before these 7 days are over, you shall be remembered. Shall the Lord say amen. Take your seat and pick up your offering. Pick up your offerings, tithes and pledges and lift it up. I prophesy upon this offering in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Wherever your harvests are tied, they are released today. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Say a louder amen. Pass it on. You can stand up. All right, just remain seated 1 minute. 1 minute. Just 1 minute. Go ahead, pass the offerings quickly. Go forth and return back with your testimony. You are definitely returning tomorrow with your testimony. Angels are on assignment on your behalf. Somebody will have divine visitation this night. A visit from heaven will be your portion this night. And somebody will lose their peace because of you. Between now and this time tomorrow. And they will send for you and release for you what is yours. Go forth and return back with your testimony. In Jesus' name. Break it forth on every side. Break it forth on every side. God at work. First timers. First timers, come and let's receive you. First timers, newcomers, intending members. Come and let's receive you. Please receive him.
Welcome you all tonight.